In July 2007, Florida Governor Charlie Crist held the state's first climate summit. In executive orders coming out of that meeting, Crist requested that the state's Public Service Commission, or PSC, adopt a 20% renewable portfolio standard, or RPS, by 2020, with a strong focus on solar and wind energy. The legislature is considering whether to implement an RPS, but it may fall far short of Crist's expectations. Requiring electric utilities to generate a portion of their energy from renewable sources rather than fossil fuels will reduce greenhouse gas emissions. But a strong RPS is not just good for the environment, it would also be a boost to the state's economy. That's according to Jerry Karnes, Florida Climate Project Director with the Environmental Defense Fund.
The economic stakes of this race have never been higher. This is going to be the issue that dominates the market over the next 100 years. And the state that gets it right, the country that gets it right, is going to be the country that's going to create the next generation of jobs and profits. Florida, under Governor Crist and the leadership last year of Stan Mayfield, put itself on the precipice of creating these jobs at a time when we've never needed them more, of diversifying our economy, and also providing clean, renewable energy, which is what the citizens of Florida have wanted for years and years and years.
But Karnes warns that the RPS is in serious trouble in Tallahassee.
We are not even being given a fair hearing in the House of Representatives. The Senate is going to move a bill. We don't know what that bill is going to look like. We're actually going to know what the bill looks like today. We think that the bill is going to be less than adequate from the Senate, and we're not even sure if the House is going to move a bill. So they won't even provide the energy entrepreneurs across the state a full and fair hearing in the House. So this is, again, another a terrible disappointment, one that we are going to work hard in the coming weeks to try to kind of unlock the myopic opposition from the House leadership to this very important standard. I mean, Florida right now has a closed for business sign if you're a clean energy entrepreneur. We need to change that to make it open for business.
The Miami Herald reported Wednesday that the bill is dead in the House because the chair of the Energy and Utilities Policy Committee, Representative Paige Kriegel, said the bill would not move forward. Karnes blames House leadership for the roadblock.
The Miami Herald story, it didn't get it exactly right. What Representative Kriegel announced in the committee hearing was that he did not believe that that committee would be moving its own bill. And his final committee hearing, which would have been Friday of this week, was canceled by the House leadership. So that decision has clearly been made by the House leadership. Representative Kriegel wrote a letter to House leadership requesting authority to do what's called a proposed committee bill. That request was denied by House leadership. We know this because Representative Kriegel told us this, and House leadership yesterday told me that that permission has not been granted.
One way that a strong RPS could create new jobs is through the manufacture and installation of photovoltaic or PV solar panels. Bill Johnson of Sarasota founded the company Brilliant Harvest that finances and installs PV solar systems. He said Tuesday's decisions by the legislature are a huge disappointment.
Yesterday we had about 125 small business people up here in Tallahassee to advocate for the renewable portfolio standard, as well as for the renewable energy dividend component of that RPS package. And, you know, the message that we were trying to send yesterday is, let's have a free and fair debate about the concept of the renewable energy dividend within the RPS. And, you know, we got a pretty distinct message back that that debate was not going to be allowed within the Energy Committee that's chaired by Rep. Kriegel.
A renewable energy dividend, also known as a feed-in tariff, mandates a price premium for renewable energy. Johnson says it delivers the highest amount of renewable energy implementation for the least cost. He says the cost of solar keeps going down, while the cost of nuclear power keeps going up. In the state Senate, there are two competing RPS bills. One is sponsored by Altamont Springs Republican Senator Lee Constantine.
Well, my bill is based upon what the Public Service Commission's 20% by 2020 renewable portfolio standard rule that they produced. I'm not suggesting that my bill will end up that way. However, what I am trying to do is build markets and build a goal for 20% of renewable portfolio by 2020.
The other bill, sponsored by Republican Senator Charlie Dean of Inverness, is called the Clean Portfolio Standards Act. By substituting the term clean in place of renewable, Dean's bill includes nuclear power as part of the 20%. Senator Constantine's RPS bill does not include nuclear.
Nuclear energy is clean energy. It's not renewable energy.
The utility, Tampa Electric, currently generates about 3% of its energy from renewable sources, according to spokesperson Rick Marrera. But unlike some other utilities in the state, Tampa Electric does not generate electricity from nuclear power. Moreira says that a renewable portfolio standard should not include nuclear.
Adding nuclear to the definition of renewable energy basically is going to negate the 20% renewable goal, because it's pretty much going to get the state there without the more traditional renewable energy sources. So, you know, in our estimation, we ought to not include nuclear energy in the renewable definition. Nuclear power will probably not be included in a federal definition, very likely this year or next year. And really, those a federal standard and a state standard ought to correlate.
WMNF attempted to reach Senator Charlie Dean, but he did not return our call by deadline. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.